pictures in the opening credits.
Folks, we'll make a start tonight to the meeting. Good to see all who have gathered. This is a missionary kind of meeting. When we think of Let the Bible Speak, we think of the gospel going into the world and being broadcast in so many, many nations. We'll sing a missionary hymn, Send the Light. There's a call, comes ringing o'er the restless wave. Send the light. There are souls to rescue. There are souls to save. Send the light. No seat. Seek the Lord in prayer tonight as we bow together in prayer, just very simply to commit ourselves to the Lord in tonight's meeting. Our Father, as we approach the throne of heavenly grace, we do so through the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, rejoicing that we have one such as he in the glory at the right hand of the Father, a Prince and a Saviour forever, who continually intercedes on behalf of his blood-bought people on earth. We thank thee for the full merit of the Saviour's blood. We thank thee for redemption through that blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of God's grace. And it is upon the grounds of the blood of the Saviour that we come tonight in prayer to seek our God and to pray for his blessing on this gathering. We come as ever, a needy people, with all our need within, and we seek the cleansing of the Redeemer's blood, that thou wouldst wash us Make us clean. Give us the clean hands and the pure heart tonight. As we ascend into the hill of the Lord, we thank thee for all who have gathered, and we pray that you will bless us tonight. Remember our friends that have made it to the meeting from Ukraine. We pray that you'll bless them too. We thank thee for the grace of God that has triumphed in them. And we pray for encouragement in these days with so much happening back in their homeland. May the Lord be their stay, their anchor. May they, by the grace of God, be able to cast their care upon the Saviour who cares for them. Remember each one here tonight, every family that is represented. You know, as we come to this meeting, we come from different backgrounds. We approach the throne of grace with different needs. But we come to a God of great supply. We know that our God is able to supply our every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, you see us as we are, and you know the needs that we carry. And our Heavenly Father knows what we have need of even before we ask. We come, Lord, to pray for help tonight in this meeting. Thank thee for the gospel that is going forth on the earth through Let the Bible Speak. Thank thee for the very inception of it, those many, many years ago. Think of Cabra, and then latterly in Ballymoney, and then through our churches and right across the nations of the world, and how that your word has been broadcast in so many lands to the glory of God, to the saving of souls, to the strengthening and the edifying of the church. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon this ongoing ministry, that as the gospel light goes forward, that it will shine into many a heart as they sit and listen, maybe on a radio station, or maybe have the opportunity of tuning in on the television. We pray that you will bless your word that goes forth. For the great promise is that my word that goeth forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which thou dost please. It will prosper in the thing whereto thou hast sent it. And we're looking to the Lord for the prospering of the glorious gospel in these days. Remember the Reverend Nelson as he comes here tonight to represent Let the Bible Speak, as he speaks to us, as he shows the presentation. We pray that he will know special help from the Lord, that thou wilt stand with him, speak through him, encourage our hearts tonight, and help us to take this ministry upon our hearts more intelligently in the days to come after what we see tonight. And so shut us in with yourself. Be one of our number. Pour out the gracious Holy Spirit upon each one that is here. For we ask all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Very warm word of welcome to the congregation here in the building, and those that are tuning in on the internet. As always, we're glad to have you. May you feel very much at home with us, even though you're not physically present. We welcome a few of our Ukrainian friends tonight in the Savior's precious name, the ones that are staying here at the church, the adults. So we trust the Lord will bless them. I think there's five of them here, as far as I can see it. Do you remember tomorrow night, the Sabbath School Social is at 7:30. I'll be speaking in the will of God. All the children will take part from the various Sunday School classes, and we've asked the Ukrainian children if they would take part also. So we look forward to that. They'll be singing a piece, I think. Saturday is a day of prayer for Christian education in Bethany Free Presbyterian Church in Portadown. Do you remember that day? If you can attend, you'll be made most welcome. And then the Lord's Day begins with prayer. And that prayer meeting is at 8 o'clock. We commend it to you, and we encourage you to come. Sabbath school and the Bible class at the usual times at 10:30. Worship service, 12 noon. And then family service is at 7. And our sister Kira Arnold is coming to give a personal word of testimony. 2 years ago, you will know that her husband died very tragically. And yet over 2 years, she has proved the sufficiency of God's grace. And she will tell us about that on the Lord's Day, God willing. Remember the time of prayer at 6:30. We encourage God's people to be present at all the seasons of prayer if possible. Supper will be served, and the ladies are to bring the eatables as requested. There will be a congregational meeting for communicant members. And that will be on Monday the 23rd of May. And it is to do with the charity registration. We have to approve this officially. We're all signed up to it, but we have to approve the constitution of the church and also the text for three sections of the charity registration forms. So there's a membership list that is posted there for those that are able to vote on that. And just check that your name's there to make doubly sure. It'll be out on display over the next number of weeks. And there will be a document given to you to read. It's a lengthy-ish document, and it means that we don't have to read it all on that night. So the meeting should be a short one as we just approve this on behalf of our presbytery. Just a few slides just to let you know that our friends are settling in. Okay, it's been good to have them. They went for a walk the other night. First of all, to Tesco. Tesco seems to be very popular. And then down to Riverside Park and had a little walk there before returning home in the evening time. So you might recognise yourself in some of the photographs. And then this lady drove all the way from Annalong. Her name is Julie. She represents the BBC, but a lovely girl, and she did an interview here with many of them, and that went very well. And then we had the other BBC crew in, and they stayed for some borscht, which is Ukrainian soup. We said you have to stay. So Kevin Sharkey and his cameraman Philip, they sat down and they enjoyed this lovely soup before heading on a little further. You know, the weather's been terrific. They were all told how much rain comes down in Northern Ireland, and hasn't rained one day so far. So it's not that they think that we're liars, but I think God has been good to them just to allow them to get settled into our wee country. And last night, they were able to go down to Port Stewart, and Port Stewart was absolutely beautiful last evening. There's the pastor and his wife just there on the shore. And we ended up in a very famous ice cream place, and they were able to get a Morelli's. Thankfully, they treated us, or it can be very expensive. So we got that wee treat. That was very good. We're going to sing again. It is Let the Bible Speak theme tune. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing.
Our sin, our age, and fall.
We're delighted tonight to have the Reverend Stephen Nelson. That's the Reverend Nelson Jr., minister for Shargan, but he's here representing Let the Bible Speak, and we're going to invite him now to come and speak to us, and there's a presentation to show as well tonight. We're looking forward to that. Brother, feel at home here in Hebron. Lord bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Well, you won't be surprised. That is not the only time you will hear that tune this evening. It's Let the Bible Speak, and so it would be impossible to have a Let the Bible Speak presentation in a few moments' time without our mighty fortresses, our Lord, being part of the presentation. But before we come to the presentation, I want to turn in God's Word to the Psalms and to the 9th Psalm. Psalm 9. I want to take this opportunity to thank your minister for the session here, for the words of welcome. It is very much a privilege to be here on behalf of Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak, like so many of our outreach works in the Free Presbyterian denomination, is very much grassroots, in the sense it's God's people in the congregations that are providing the prayer, and as well as that, the practical needs. And we rejoice in the Lord for all the needs that he has met for this work over the airwaves. Psalm 9, to the chief musician upon with Laban, a psalm of David. Beginning to read then at the opening verse, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvellous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. And thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure for ever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Amen. We end our reading there at the close of verse 11. And it really is that final clause that we have read together this evening that we want to meditate upon just for a few moments. Declare among the people his doings. Coming here to a deputation for Let the Bible Speak, and very much our theme is reaching the lost for Christ. And we meditate on the final clause of verse 11 with that topic in mind. Reaching the lost for Christ. Three simple things we point out as we look at this final clause of verse 11. Firstly, we see the message. We're considering reaching the lost for Christ. Well, we consider firstly the message. You see, according to this final clause in verse 11, there is a message that we should be sharing. There is news that as believers we should be spreading forth. What is this message? What is this news? It's summed up in those last two words. His doings. Declare among the people his doings. This is key. This is central. This is the message that we are to bring to a dying world. We are to declare his doings. We are to declare what God has done in the past, what he will do, what he is doing presently, what he does for the souls of sinful men. We are to declare the Lord, his work, his character, his being. We are to present the Lord to the world around us. Now, isn't it true that today there are many movements that would profess to be Christian organizations, and they are not doing this. They profess to be Christian organizations, but they are not declaring the Lord. They are not declaring the Lord's message. They are not declaring his doings. And you know exactly what I mean. There are significant groupings of people that are popping up here and there, and a crowd gathers. And then a crowd gathers another crowd. And when you get into the very heart of what's going on in these movements, well, they can be very man-centered. It's all about man's experience. It's all about man's feelings, man's emotions. It's all very subjective. It's about an individual and their experience. And yet verse 11 says, what are we to be doing? What are we to declare? Not ourselves, but his doings. We are to declare the Lord. We're not to declare ourselves. Of course, we're all mindful then of that verse in 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 5. Paul says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. What a verse of scripture that is. We are not to go into this world and preach and teach our own notions. We don't go out into this world with our own ideas and our own experiences. No, we are to preach Christ. And we are to preach Christ crucified. We're to preach the message of the gospel, that whosoever will come to Christ, well, they will be saved. It's a simple message. It requires simple faith. We're not to complicate this message. We're not to change this message. We don't water it down to make it more palatable to this world. We don't seek to present it in a way that's fancy so we can impress other people with our ability. We just preach Christ. We are to declare the doings of the Lord. That's our duty as believers. That is our message. His doings, what he has done, what he promises to do for sinful men and women. You ask the question this evening, well, how do we do that? How do we declare the doings of the Lord? Well, by coming to this book, coming to the scriptures, and proclaiming the scriptures. By preaching the word of God. By declaring what we learn of the Lord in the scriptures, by declaring who he is and what he is, by preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, by declaring this great plan of salvation. Declare his doings. And of course, this is a deputation meeting. And I say that is what Let the Bible Speak seeks to do. Share the message of the Bible. Share God's word. Our message is not clean living. Our message is not free Presbyterianism. Our message is not to make men feel good about themselves. Our message is simply the Lord. It's Christ. It's his doings. It's his message of the gospel as we find it in the scriptures. And so we think about reaching the lost for Christ. We think about the message. But we think secondly this evening about the mandate. There is a mandate. What does that last clause of verse 11 say? Declare among the people his doings. That word declare there, it carries the meaning to manifest, to announce, to expose. One who declares something presents something very plainly and very simply. And again, in Northern Ireland today, we have a major problem. Because so many churches that take the name evangelical to themselves are not forthrightly declaring the message of the gospel. They're not clear in presenting the message of the gospel. So many who would call themselves evangelicals are afraid of scriptural terms, uncomfortable with the term saved, don't want to use the word converted. And I am sure many, if not all of us, have experienced this. We've all found ourselves in those situations, perhaps at a funeral. Or maybe it's the case that many years ago in your youth, you were in a school assembly, and a minister came in. You didn't know him, didn't know anything about this man. And whether it's a funeral or a school assembly, whatever the case may be, you don't know anything about him. But others do, maybe your friends and family, your neighbours, and they said, oh, he's very evangelical. And so you listen there at the funeral. You listen to all that's being said. The service is finished. You leave that service and you come away thinking, where was the gospel? This man's supposed to be forthright in preaching the message. He's very evangelical. Where was the gospel? Because I didn't hear it. That individual is not declaring the doings of the Lord. That individual is not presenting God's appointed way of reconciliation and peace. That individual is not preaching Christ crucified. He didn't preach the plan of salvation in Christ as we find it in the Bible. He didn't say that sinners need to repent, that they need to come to Christ, that they need to believe, that they need to call out for forgiveness. None of that was said. Declaring the word of God, declaring the Lord's doings, it's not popular in this day and age in which we live. And therefore you find many who would profess to be Christians and they simply do not do it. Don't do it. Refuse to preach the gospel as it's found in God's word. And maybe they tickle the ears of their congregations. And maybe some who would profess to be evangelicals and stand in pulpits every week, maybe their consciences are troubling them. And so they seek to present some kind of truth, but in doing so they mask it so heavily you could hardly see it at all. Well, the mandate is here. Declare among the people his doings. The Lord says, preach my message. Preach me. Tell the world about me. Preach the message of the gospel. You know, we cannot be surprised that today declaring God's word is not popular. We can't be surprised at that. 1 Corinthians 1 and the verse 21 says, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now listen, preaching is not foolish. Preaching is God's appointed way, and he is infinitely wise. But often those who would consider themselves to be wise in this world, they look down their nose at preaching. That was the same in Paul's day. The Greek philosophers, they looked on at Paul preaching the message of the gospel, and they thought he was foolish. It's the same today. Many this world considers to be wise. They think little or nothing of the preaching of the gospel. But whilst they're looking down their noses at the preaching of the gospel, on the other hand, souls are being saved through the preaching of the gospel. And so we keep preaching. We have a mandate. We're commanded to declare his doings among the people. And that's what we must do. That's what we must do locally. I know you do it here, week by week. Many outreach efforts as well, declaring the Lord. That's what we must do as a denomination. Consider or continue preaching the message, continue reaching out. And that's what we must do as an organization. Let the Bible speak. Keep declaring the doings of the Lord. But can I get personal this evening and can I ask you the question, are you declaring his doings? As a believer, each and every day, are you living for the Lord? Are you declaring what God does for the souls of men? Are you declaring what he has done for your soul? Is that how you live your life? Declaring what the Lord has done for you, taking every opportunity to speak a word for the Lord? I came across these words, some time ago. One commentator says this, let our constant utterance magnify his doings past, his doings present, and his doings in the coming age. Our constant manner and way of life is to be declaring the Lord, what he has done for men, what he continues to do for men, what he has done for us. So we see the message, we're to preach Christ, the message of the gospel, the mandate. The Lord says, declare. Go out, declare this message. One last thing, we see the multitude here in verse 11. That final clause, declare among the people his doings. Among the people. There is a multitude that need to hear about the Lord and his work. The works of the Lord must be declared among his own people, among believers. And therefore that means the scriptures must be taught. Christians must be instructed. They must be built up. They must be strengthened in the word of God. They must be edified. They must be discipled. But as well as Christians, believers being built up in the scriptures, as well as that, God's doings, God's work, God's word should be expounded to the lost. We should reach out with the message of the Lord to those who are unsaved. The mission of the church is to direct the attention of the world towards the Lord, to point to Christ, to present Christ to men and women who are dying in their sins. And this is the responsibility of the oversight of the church. One hand, they are to present the gospel to the lost so that they might be saved, they might come to faith. But on the other hand, they are to instruct God's people. And therefore, the minister, he is a pastor, but he also does the work of an evangelist. And that's what we seek to do in our congregations. Instruct, build up God's people, but as well as that, reach out with the gospel message. Reach out to those who aren't saved. And that's what Let the Bible Speak seeks to do as well. Carry out both sides of this task. Evangelizing the lost. You think about the radio ministry. You think about the TV ministry. Reaching out to the lost, seeking to point them to Christ. But on the other side of things, we're seeking to instruct God's people, to nourish them in the things of God, that they might grow in faith. You think about maybe the magazine, things like that. They're there to instruct the people of God. Not only new converts, but people who have been following the Lord for many years. We are to take the message of the Lord. We are to tell of his doings to the people of this world. You know, the reality is multitudes are dying in their sins. Multitudes have no thought, no consideration for spiritual things. They have never heard. Many, even in our own land, don't understand the gospel, haven't fully heard the gospel, don't know how simple the message of the gospel is. And our heart's desire as believers ought to be to reach those people. That those people would be won for the Lord. That those people would come to Christ. The Great Commission, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I read the verse to you one more time. Declare among the people his doings. Amen. Trust the Lord will bless his word to our hearts this evening. We have a DVD presentation here. It's roughly 20 minutes long. This DVD presentation is constantly being updated. And so there are some things maybe that are outdated now. I'll talk about that after, but you'll probably notice this immediately yourself. But for the time being, I will press something here. Is that right? One more.
And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to another gospel broadcast where we let the Bible speak. It's good to have you joining us, and we trust that as you hear the word of God today, that the Lord will bless his truth to your heart. From its commencement in 1973, Let the Bible Speak has never lost sight of the vision set forth in our Saviour's words, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." In obeying these words of commission, there's only one message to preach, Christ and Him crucified. And that one message has been proclaimed for almost 50 years of gospel ministry on the world's radio waves. In fact, next year, God willing, we'll mark the 50th anniversary of LTBS. It's semi-centennial. And over those years, the outreach has become truly international. Listeners in Southern Africa first heard LTBS proclaim the gospel message on Swaziland radio. Then, when Radio Swazi stopped religious programming, the same message was beamed via shortwave transmitters across West, South, and East Africa on a 30-minute weekly broadcast. We eventually changed to another broadcast network which covered the same areas and only requiring the use of two transmitters. However, dissatisfied with the number of listener responses, we availed of a new package offer from our original broadcast network in July 2021. This outreach gives us one shortwave broadcast covering the whole of Southern Africa, a broadcast in Kenya on Sahara FM, consisting of three FM stations targeting the areas of Kisumu, Busha, and Webuye, along with multiple broadcasts on the Radio Pan Am internet station, repeated every 4 hours in a 24-hour period. Sahara FM is also heard in hospitals and prisons in those regions. In addition to these slots in Kenya, Reverend Malcolm Patterson continues to organize and compile weekly 15-minute LTBS programs on Radio Imani in Katale and Radio Lubeo in Kakamega. Three local pastors preach the word in Swahili over sequential weeks. LTBS programs are also aired by Reverend DiCanio on the Free Presbyterian radio station in Monrovia, Liberia. Do remember in earnest prayer the weekly ministry of the gospel on all these stations, that perishing souls will come to Christ and believing saints will be encouraged in the faith. In the Far East, a 30-minute program is heard each week on shortwave across the Indian subcontinent. The weekly cost of all these broadcasts is approximately £300 per week. India's northeastern neighbour Nepal has Let the Bible Speak broadcasting on over 20 FM stations. 10 of these transmit one 15-minute program 7 days a week, and 10 of them broadcast LTBS during one 15-minute slot twice each week. Some free airtime is available on other stations. This amounts to a weekly cost of approximately £577. On all these broadcasts, the Reverend Paul Thapa, moderator of the Free Presbyterian Church of Nepal, preaches the word, compiles the programs, and distributes them to the stations. The Reverend Thapa's long-time burden to see the establishment of an LTBS-sponsored station, replacing airtime on some existing stations, and reaching a huge potential audience in the Kathmandu Valley, is at last beginning to be realized. Our Nepal Radio Appeal, launched in 2021, in just a few months reached and exceeded its target of £30,000. To all who contributed so willingly and generously, we say a sincere thank you in the Lord's name. Your practical support now makes possible ongoing development of the project by Nepal FPC. Reverend Thapa reports that registration requirements have been completed and a suitable building obtained. This is just the beginning. Much has still to be done in progressing towards the objective of a fully functioning station sounding out the word to the Kathmandu Valley population of some 5 million souls. The complexities of planning, purchasing and installing equipment have yet to come, along with programming and maintenance schedules and organizing manpower assistance. Undoubtedly, there'll be difficulties to be overcome and problems to be solved. But we have a faithful God of infinite wisdom and almighty power to guide and bless this effort to reach needy souls with the gospel for his own glory. Only with your commitment and support under God has much been accomplished already. With that continuing engagement, we trust the Lord will be pleased to use it in the extension of his kingdom in hearts and lives in Nepal. On average, close to 100 letters per month are received from listeners, many from very remote areas. The full-time field workers walk for many hours over difficult terrain to make personal contact with listeners who are given a new beginning booklet translated into Nepalese. The men receive some financial support from LTBS with a contribution from churches in Nepal. To date, 16 churches have been formed in various villages, made up of converts to Christ from the radio broadcasts. The Lord has blessed his word in Nepal in a great and gracious way. Nearer home, London's Premier Radio airs our five 13-minute programmes with a weekly outlay of £250. The Reverend Patrick Baker, our minister in London, is the resident preacher.
London itself is a very different place to be compared to, you know, towns, and where I was in Lewes, it was quite a smaller town. Walthamstow is northeast London, very, very populous area, and again, very, very diverse, as you can see around the streets. The radio work here, it began during the ministry of Reverend Gordon Ferguson. They moved into this present premises around 2001, this building here. And I believe a couple of years afterwards, the radio ministry, the Let the Bible Speak ministry, began around that time. The first time I arrived here in the church, the one thing I noticed straight away when I got to know some of the people in the church is that people had come as a result of the radio ministry. And since then, people have come and gone. But there's still those present with us today, and they came directly as a result of listening to the Let the Bible Speak broadcasts. Let the Bible Speak ministry here in London, it's aired through Premier Christian Radio. Ourselves, we broadcast five times a week. The programmes go out at 1 a.m. each day, so Monday to Friday, and they last about 13 minutes or so. People often ask the question, you know, why do you broadcast that in a particular time, and do people listen? Premier Christian Radio in the past have relayed to us that, you know, quite a number of people are listening at that particular time for all sorts of different reasons. People are working different times, but we're very thankful for this opportunity. The range of the broadcast in the last few years has certainly expanded. I think in the early days it was only, you know, through medium wave, so the catchment area was just the London district. But with the dawn of digital radio, it means that our programmes, they go out throughout the entirety of the United Kingdom. Every now and then we get some written correspondence. I've found usually the written correspondence comes from prisoners, people that are serving time for different reasons. One piece of correspondence I got was actually from a young lady, and she says in the letter that myself and other of the inmates always are blessed and spiritually uplifted during our 15 minutes of Let the Bible Speak programmes on Premier Christian Radio. Another letter which I got from a man called Kevin, so he's serving time up in Scotland. He said this: "You have become a kind of friend to me and a constant support to me through the terrible time I go through in prison. He says, please can I ask you to pray for me?" So again, another example of someone in a very difficult part of life, you know, inwardly or physically imprisoned, but we hope the gospel can, you know, set people free spiritually.
In the Irish Republic, our broadcasts, which now number 12 per week, reach many on both sides of the border. Our Armagh, Auchnacloy, Corrigarry and Six Mile Cross congregations help sponsor the Wednesday afternoon slot on Radio Star, a spot made available when Clocker Valley moved their programme to 12 noon each Lord's Day. And on Radio North, we now air a 30-minute programme each Sabbath afternoon at 3 p.m. broadcasting the audio track of our television broadcasts, and our Coleraine congregation sponsor the weekly Sabbath evening broadcast. These stations incur a weekly cost of approximately £300. Our quarterly magazine is much valued by listeners who have little or no access to sound gospel literature and don't have the privilege of sitting under a biblical ministry. The printed page is yet another means of spreading the word. We print some 3,000 copies each quarter at an annual cost of £7,500. Copies go to radio listeners, our congregations here and on the mainland, and we also send to some churches in our sister denomination in North America. In addition to our radio and television outreaches, the opening of our LTBS shop in Banbridge gives opportunity for a local street witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Several hundred Bibles and hundreds more gospel tracts and LTBS publications have passed into the hands of those here in Northern Ireland and visitors from the Republic of Ireland. Many of the numerous personal contacts have led on to encouraging and spiritually profitable conversations.
The Lord has really blessed the way the things is working out in the shop, both with donations and with our customer base. In the last 12 months or so, the customer base has probably doubled. We had one family in particular come in through from Dublin, and they bought a plaque saying "You must be born again" that was to go above their hall door so that anybody coming into their home would know that they needed to be saved. This family was saved through outreach in the middle of Dublin, and they're now, as a family, doing outreach themselves. They're also leaving information into the local chapels, which includes Let the Bible Speak information, which is great. We're very grateful for all the donations. We're grateful for our volunteers, and we're grateful for the public support. For one customer coming in with a bag of stuff is just as important as a large consignment of donations. We would ask for prayer that things here would continue, that the Lord would give us opportunities to speak to people, to hand out Let the Bible Speak literature, and that He would continue to bless us just as a public witness here for what Let the Bible Speak does. We have a lot of people on prayer request lists. We have 2 books of them now. So we have a lot of folk that needs prayer. We would just ask that you would continue to remember those people that are on the lists as well. We would ask that you would pray as well. There's a Bible that stays in the front window, large giant print Bible, and we would ask that you would pray that even people reading that on the way down past. We have council workers that read it every day. They ask me to turn the page over if they've got the page read that they're on, so that is still continuing, and we would ask that even through the Bible in the window that that would be a witness for the Lord.
Do pray with us for the Lord's continued blessing upon this witness on the high street, that spiritually it will be a rescue shop for souls. Our weekly television program continues sounding out the good news. Television, just like radio, is still a very cost-effective way to reach lost souls with the message of the cross. It's equally effective in feeding the flock of God on the finest of the wheat. We want to reach those in the UK and the Irish Republic with the message of Christ and Him crucified. The television broadcasts air each Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. on the Revelation Channel 581 on Sky TV. They can also be viewed on Freesat Channel 692, Freeview HD Channel 264. And for more broadcast information, do check details on our website, ltbs.tv. The LTBS website is well worth a visit. At ltbs.tv, you'll catch up on the latest LTBS news, access our recently broadcast audio and TV programs, and view past issues of the LTBS quarterly magazine. Our daily devotional is there as well. It's available to read and also listen to as an audio recording. You can sign up for the devotional and have it delivered to your phone or computer.
It provides you with a brief daily meditation on a text of Scripture and concludes with a notable quotation from a preacher or writer, giving you yet more food for thought. Let the Bible Speaks first radio programs were recorded in the cry room of our church in Ballymoney and subsequently relocated to the redesigned and refurbished old church building at Cabra, which then became for many years the Let the Bible Speak recording studios. The changeover to digital recording and later the addition of a television ministry meant these studios, which had served the purpose so well, were no longer suitable. A new studio was planned, located this time at the rear of our church in Lurgan. It's a more central spot in the province, with good access roads. The studio will be purpose-built, with rooms and facilities to meet all of the recording and post-production requirements of LTBS for future times, God willing. We so much need the Lord's wisdom, help and blessing at every stage in this project, as we seek to further the spread of the gospel. There's a great outreach yet to be done, and many still to be won for Christ. Let's make full use in this internet and digital age of all legitimate means to proclaim the gospel to the needy. With your help and support, much has been accomplished, and without it, we would not now be continuing to Let the Bible Speak on air. Your support, prayerfully and financially, has been an indispensable part of this ministry, and we thank you in the Lord's name. We must lengthen our cords and strengthen our stakes if we are to meet the increasing costs of airtime and the additional outreach planned in the Lord's will. Another generation of Free Presbyterians responding to the Saviour's words, "Go and teach all nations," will ensure that Let the Bible Speak will have an ongoing witness to the nations of the world.
Well, as I said, there are just a few things to update you on there. You will have already noticed, I'm sure, that the Reverend Baker is no longer the minister in London. He is in Grace Free Presbyterian Church in Newton Ards. Now the Reverend Philip Knowles, really from last autumn, is the minister there. But he continues the radio work there for Premier Radio. New equipment has been bought for the Reverend Knowles. But this is all new to Mr. Knowles. He hasn't done this before, really. So he has to prepare the messages, record the messages, and then put the little programs together himself. So pray for Mr. Knowles. This is a new venture for him, that the Lord would give him help and grace. The shop there, we saw the shop in Banbridge. Well, from Saturday past, a second shop has been opened in Armagh City. So the two ladies are now looking after the shop in Banbridge. And Mrs. Cherie Patterson, you saw in the video there, she's now moved to Armagh to take up that work there. Already, reports are that a lot of different nationalities have been showing interest in the shop in Armagh. And there is gospel literature there in many different languages, Bulgarian, Polish, Lithuanian. And so pray that conversations will be had, this literature will go out, and that souls will be touched with the message of the gospel. We saw a little there about the work in Nepal. Of course, you will all know the Reverend Paul Thapa has a massive burden to reach his countrymen with the gospel, a burden that would put many of us here to shame. Well, that project that we were looking at, that radio station project, is now nearing completion. The radio mast has been installed, preparation is underway to start broadcasting, and it is hoped that at the start of May, that radio station will begin broadcasting to the people of Nepal. The television recordings have recommenced. They had paused because of COVID. They recommenced. There were some taking place this week. There are some taking place even now. And there have been some appeals. And maybe bear this in mind for the future. There have been some appeals for folk to come and sit in the congregation. You saw there on the video, the setup is like church. There's a man in the pulpit and there are people in the pews. With COVID, some people who had been so faithful in attending those services, sitting in the pews, are perhaps understandably a little more nervous, feel a little unsure. And so there's been a struggle to get enough people to come and sit in the pews. So you bear that in mind, and if you're able to help out in future, there is an email address. You just respond and say you're willing to come along, and they will book you a slot. That's really all the updates I have for you. Again, I just want to give you a huge thank you for your prayerful support for this work, and a thank you for your practical support for this work. And again, can I echo my words at the beginning? I thank your minister, the session here, for the opportunity to be here. And may the Lord bless you, and thank you so much.
I'd like to thank Reverend Nelson for coming tonight, speaking to us, bringing the message, and showing this DVD presentation. Let the Bible Speak is near to our hearts, and we want to really pray about that tonight when we come to the time of prayer. I want to think about the missionary work. This is our missionary prayer meeting, and this particular night we remember our missionaries. We pray for revival. Let the Bible Speak, obviously featuring tonight, will be much upon our minds, and the work in Ukraine. We think of the others who are still travelling to Ballymoney there in Poland. We think of the Reverend Josh Moffat. That's him travelling. If you haven't heard about this, he and one of his friends from Bangor, Adam, they are driving a vehicle out to Poland. This vehicle will be brought into Ukraine, and it will be used to rescue people, getting them out from those places of great danger to safety. So it will be put to very good use. We appreciate Joshua, what he's doing, and Adam as well. And you might have seen that. That was the MPV project from Belfast to Krakow. We got that earlier today, so I think that's where they were geographically. So pray the Lord will be with them. They should arrive at their destination this evening, and then he will be flying home tomorrow. We pray for Mark Buchanan, remember Susan's mum, remember Madge and Maureen, Maud, Nigel, Jessica's mum as well. And our sister Betty Hopper wants to thank the congregation for remembering her brother. He got out of hospital today, had a surgery last Monday, and the surgery was successful. So thank you on his behalf. Now let's sing together 511. Throw out the lifeline across the dark wave. Let the Bible Speak is certainly doing that. They're throwing out the word of God across the dark waves of the world. There is a brother whom someone should save, somebody's brother, who then will dare to throw out the lifeline his peril to share? Let's stand to sing.
Oh,
Remember also the Lord's Day, there's the special outreach for the Sunday school, that's at 3:30, for teachers, outreach team, anyone else that wants to be involved. You have a burden for the upcoming generation to see the children brought in under the sound of the word. That will take place on Sunday afternoon. I want to seek the Lord in prayer as a congregation, and I want to say good night to those that are listening in on the internet. Glad to have you. And now we part our ways. You can have your time of prayer at home, and we will have our season of prayer now as a congregation together. Thank you.